Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to round one of the Western Conference Division playoffs between the visiting Los Angeles Amazons versus the Kansas City Tribe. We're here at Center High School. Actually, I'm waiting for Deb Gens to call in. This is DJ of WFB Talk. Deb was having some issues with connection lines. I may have to call her and get her on the line with me. So bear with me for a few minutes. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to try to give her a call back and see if she can get through or borrow someone else's phone. The game's about to start. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. Between the Los Angeles Amazons and the Kansas City Tribe. So bear with me. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to try to get Deb on the line right now. Yeah, Deb, I can hear you. Sorry, I was unmuted.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Let me give you some scores real quick. We have updates on the, well, before the game starts. We have a final.
Okay, hang on. You got it. We've got a run going here. Okay, so go ahead with the scores.
Okay, we have a final with the New Jersey Justice. Beat the New England Intensity 30-7. And the Boston Militia is beating the Dallas Diamonds 19-7, I believe, in the second quarter. So I'll give it to you. I'll put myself on mute.
Okay. Okay, so welcome to the IWFL playoff game here in Kansas City. They are hosting the Los Angeles Amazons. Currently, the Amazons have the ball, and they are first and 10 at the 45-yard line. Kansas City is set in a 4-3. And the Amazons are in an eye. Alexis Lane is at the helm. She hands off to Christina Rodriguez. She is sweeping to the left side. She's at the 40, and she's down at about the 36-yard line. So that's a game of about 6 in on that tackle for the Kansas City Tribe was Megan Penrod. Okay, so we have 2nd and 2. Obviously the Tribe kicked off to the Amazons. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty here. My phone's cutting in and out, so we'll try and maintain here and see what's happening. Okay, Alexis Glenn still in at quarterback. The Tribe is in a 4-3. Amazons in an I formation, and we are waiting for the snap. The snap occurs. Alexis Glenn heads off to Lori Moore on the right side. She rounds the corner. And it looks like enough for the first down. She is finally taken out of bounds by Larissa Graves, but that is enough for a first down. The Amazons collected the ball probably at about the 35-40-yard line, and so they have already progressed about 30 yards down the field. It is a fairly windy game. The winds are with the Amazons at this point, but of course, changing at quarters, such we will have the wind at the backs of both teams periodically. This matchup is a playoff game for the Western Conference. Glenn is waiting to snap, and there's some whistle by the official. Like I said, this is a very good matchup between these two Western Conference teams. The Kansas City Tribe is a team with a 7-1 record. Their only loss they incurred in the beginning of the season against the Chicago Force, and I'll resume my information in a second. We are back to live. Glenn takes the snap. Rodriguez is blocking for Terry, and they are almost at first down there. Ball carrier was Ashley Moody, and that is a gain of about 9 yards, and so it is 2nd-and-1. And back to the info from the season. Kansas City was 7-1. Because they played a few extra Tier 1 teams, they are ranked slightly above the Amazons, who are 8-0 on the regular season. Amazons, unfortunately, had a few too many Tier 2 teams in their schedule, as the geographic layout of the league is just the way it is. So they're in Kansas City. Okay, Glenn hands off to Rodriguez. She runs to the left, probably between the B-gap, and is brought down by Penrod yet again. That is enough for a first down, a gain of about 8 yards. And we are 1st-and-10 at the 15, just past the 15. And so the Amazons are using their running game, and seemingly the Kansas City Tribe is having a little bit of difficulty stopping them at this point. The Amazons on the season are 8-0. They have not had any losses so far this year. Glenn still in at quarterback. Out of formation, she gives it to Lori Moore, who runs pretty much up the middle and is brought down close to the line of scrimmage by a whole host of Tribe players. Let me see if I can give you a few. Maybe Amanda Sweeten, I believe, Brittany Fisher. And if you're getting a little bit of wind feedback, I apologize for that. There's not a whole lot that I can do about that. So the Kansas City Tribe are 2nd place in the Midwest Division, and Amazons are in 1st in the Pacific Southwest. Chicago Force is playing the Seattle Majestics there in Portland this evening. Again, we do have a score for the Diamonds. Okay, ball is live and it is handoff to Ashley Moody. She's around the outside, brought down just short of making a touchdown. And in on that tackle, number 68 and number 10, Megan Penrod and Kiki Blackman. So it appears that the speed and agility of the Amazons is going to be enough to get them into the end zone for this first series. We'll see what adjustments the Kansas City Tribe will make. I'm anxious to see how the Amazons do against the Kansas City offense. They run no huddle offense, so we'll see how they do. We've got to change the quarterback. We've got Christina Rodriguez in the quarterback. Lori Moore and Ashley Moody are in the I formation in the back. And the ball goes to Ashley Moody. Lori Moore was blocking, but she is tackled behind the line of scrimmage by Penrod. Penrod and Magdalene Obuzelu. And so that is a tackle for a loss, but they do not move it back. I guess they are saying penetration stopped at the 1 yard line. So it is 2nd down, goal to go, and 8 minutes left here in the first quarter in the IWFL Western Conference playoff game between the Kansas City Pride and the Los Angeles Amazons. Again, I apologize for any wind. There's a helicopter. There's a van. It's a little crazy here, but we're watching football. Rodriguez in at the quarterback position again. Again, Lori Moore, Ashley Moody behind in I formation, and there is a flag on the play. Rodriguez picked the snap, but there are flags everywhere. I'm going to say that's an offensive issue. Looks like, yeah, they're backing it up about five. So we had a procedure violation. And it is now, replay that down, and it will be second and six, which would be second and goal. We do have an outstanding set of players on both of these teams tonight. I'll go through the list of, there are just numerous all-stars that are on both of these teams. Okay, Rodriguez, quarterback, we've got Glenn and Lori Moore in a split power formation. A flag on the play, the ball is down on the field. Things are happening everywhere on this play. I don't even know exactly what happened. We've got Brittany Fisher near the ball, but I believe the Amazons recovered it if it was a fumble. But something happened. I believe we've got some kind of personal foul. Yeah, that's a 10-yard penalty. So just as the Amazons are nearing a possible touchdown, they are now looking at second down and 16 yards. So they're going the wrong direction at this point in time. Kansas City's got to be happy with this development. Kansas City again lined up in a 4-3 now out of the monster defense, the goal line defense. They switched out of that. Rodriguez in quarterback, Moore and Moody, eyes in the back. We've got Alexis Glenn wide out on the left side. Rodriguez fakes the handoff, rolls to the left, and she is trying to get around the corner. And she is tackled again for a loss. Keegan Stewart was all over Christina Rodriguez. Rodriguez tried to turn the corner and get some yardage, but that did not happen. So we are looking at third and 22 yards. So the Amazons are averaging 5 yards the opposite direction of what they want to go for every play. We'll see if they can turn that around. So the momentum has definitely shifted here. We've gone from second and goal to third and 22 in a matter of, well, one completed play, three redos, if you will. 5:40 in the first quarter here in Kansas City. Okay, Rodriguez again in the quarterback spot, and 4-3 for the Kansas City Tribe. We're awaiting the snap here. We've got Moody and Moore in the backfield. Power formation, and there is a Tribe player that has broken through the line. All right, Magdalene Obokuze tackle for a considerable loss and probably tack on another 9 yards on that play, and that sack was pretty. So it is going to be fourth down, and at the 30-yard line, we'll see what the Amazons decide to do with this. So close and yet backed up so far, and this has got to be encouraging for Kansas City, a little frustrating for the Amazons. We have yet to see the no-huddle offense of the Kansas City Tribe. I have pretty big expectations for this offense. We have a quarterback, Dick Schmidt, who has accumulated close to 3,000 passing yards in the season. That's an 8-game season, so close to 3,000 yards. So we are waiting. They've got Rusty Sowers on the receiving side. Several players that are at the 500 or 600 yards for catches. Okay, we've got a high snap. Rodriguez with the ball. She's looking to throw it over the middle. She's got a receiver, and Ashley Moody picks it out of three Amazon, or three of the Okay, so that was 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 45, about a 45-yard exchange here in the touchdown for the Amazons. Christina Rodriguez skyrocketed that ball. Ashley Moody jumped up, picked it out of the sky. There were three Kansas City Tribe players around her, and that's going to change the momentum back to the Amazon direction. Kicking now. The extra point we've got, let's see, I believe that's Gutierrez. We've got a really bad snap, that long snap, which is terrible. Rodriguez picks it up with one hand, and she tosses it. Holy camoly. We've got a flag on the play. I don't know what all happened there. It looked like an illegal pass, a lateral. I don't know what you'd call that. The ball was in the hands of a lineman. That's the only person open when Rodriguez picked up that bad snap. So we didn't even see a kick there. And we do, with 4 minutes left in the first quarter, we do have a score, 6 for the Los Angeles Amazons, and the Kansas City Tribe are back to receive the kickoff from the Amazons. Kicking off for the Amazons is Jasmine Martin. And she was also, no, that's incorrect. Who do we have? That's not, I must have an old roster. Let me see if I can update that information. Let me see if I can find any after player there. Number 88 for the Amazons. There we go, Brittany Reinbolt. She's also the one who was lined up to do the point after, and that did not work out so well due to that snafu. We do have a point register for the Amazons, and back to receive the ball for the Kansas City Tribe. We have Rusty Powers, number 20, and Megan Penrod, number 10. And kicking off for the Reinbolt for the Amazons. Again, this Kansas City offense is one of the league-leading offenses. Jimmy Schmidt, their quarterback, is probably double the yardage of the quarterbacks, the other quarterbacks in the league. And, I mean, we've got some very, very talented quarterbacks in the league. And she just got an arm that's unstoppable, so we'll wait and see how their offense looks. But again, we do have a score of 6-0 in favor of the Los Angeles Amazons, who were able to score with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Okay, we've got the kick by Reinbolt, and it looks like Megan Penrod has picked it up. She's got a run back, and she is out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Okay, so it will be 1st and 10 for the Kansas City Tribe. And I have been told that once they start, they do not huddle. So we'll see what happens. They're out on the field, and signals come in. There is no huddle. All of their offense is run by signals. They are lined up, 2 wideouts on each side. This spread offense, folks, looks to be something. We've got Sowers going across the backfield. The Amazons are definitely in a nickel defense here. They have defenders back ready for these passing plays. We'll see how this goes. 3 down linemen, and then 5, about 5 yards back. Center field moves in a little bit. Okay, we've got a handoff here, first play of the game. Schmidt hands off to Magdalene. No gain in the play, maybe a tight loss of a yard. And in on that tackle for the Amazons, looks to be Satterfield. And I can't see. I think maybe Maria Rodriguez. Maybe we'll see from up here. Maybe Stephanie Taylor. Stephanie Taylor's another all-star. Okay. puts it in the air. Sowers catches it, takes a couple steps, loses the ball. We've got to fight for it at about the 40-yard line. I have no idea. It looks like the Amherst has ball. We've had a little bit of a scramble there, and Schmidt gives it over. Sowers picks it up, takes a couple steps, and then the ball is just on the field. So, turnover. It is first and 10 at the 40. The Amazons have the ball once again, and so Kansas City is back on defense. Sowers is one of the leading receivers. She's around 600 or 700 yards. I don't have my statistics. I had to travel lightly due to a number of circumstances. But we do have a number of receivers for the Kansas City Tribes that have very high marks. Of course, when you've got a quarterback with around 2,000 yards, that happens. Rodriguez in at the helm here. We've got two backs in the back. She takes the handoff far to the right, and hits Lori Moore up the middle, and she is hit fairly quickly. And that was Lane Anderson for the Tribe. And it looks like Mindy White might have been in the area. I'm not sure. Mindy White is leading the league in tackles. She has just under 100. And Amazons are in the huddle now. Amazons with a number of all-stars and all-star alternates. Rodriguez included in that. Lori Moore. I'm not sure about Ashley Booty, Steph Taylor, and their defensive linemen, offensive linemen. And ball is snapped. Rodriguez keeps it and is running right up the middle behind Boxa. Boxa, the center, who's over the ball. And that is a gain of about 8 or 9 yards, and it will be 3rd and 1, and they are on the 31-yard line. Again, it's 3rd down, and actually just maybe a foot short of the 1st down for the Amazons. Kansas City again in their 4-3 lineup, and power formation. Rodriguez at the quarterback spot. And now the running back shifts into an I formation in the back. Little movement from the Tribe, and the ball is tossed out to Lori Moore. She sweeps to the left, and she is lobbered. Mindy White just pounded her, and it looks like not Mindy White. That's who's look. Correction, Larissa Gray. Larissa Gray lifted her up and sat her down robustly. So that was a solid tackle, and that dropped the Amazon back about a yard and a half. So now it is 4th and 2, and that's a good 2 and a foot. And so we will see. The Tribe has some impressive moments on defense. I mean, they made tackles for a loss and then gave up that 40-yard pass up the middle for the touchdown. So we are seeing a very competitive game between these two teams. They are very evenly matched. Boxman Rodriguez had a little contest there, a little short powwow, and now we've got a whistle on the field, a flag on the play. This looks like it might be too many games. Nope. We've got a delay of game. So that little powwow between Boxman and Rodriguez is going to back things up a bit. And we've got 4th and 7. I'd say 7. 4th and 7. So probably can hear the Tribe have quite a game day operation going here. Got a drum set, a lead guitar, a bass player, so might do a little rocking out here at halftime. I'm not sure what they're going for. All right, Rodriguez is in the... Looks like they're set up for punt. And we've got the end of the quarter, so we're going to switch into the field. So Amazons will mount punch into the wind. That could be a bit of a problem. Instead of punching with the wind, a short little punt, now they've got to go against the wind. And it is a short distance, so it may not be too big of an obstacle. And the girls are taking another break. The temperature here is fairly hot. I would say in the 90s at least. And we've got a new 15-minute clock signing here for the second quarter, for the remainder of the first half. Kansas City Tribe is trailing the Washington Amazon 6-0. I do not have any updates on the scores, but those of you who have not heard, the New England Intensity fell to the New Jersey Justice by a score of 37, I believe, maybe 9. And last I heard, the Dallas Diamonds were trailing the Boston Militia. Boston scored first and is up 19-7, and that's in the second quarter, but it might be that we got to the end of that first half that particular game. So we have finished the mid-quarter break here, and Rodriguez is in the back. Amazons will punt. And to receive the ball, we have, again, Megan Penrod in the back, Rusty Sowers for the Kansas City Tribe. And we are awaiting the official whistle. Tried to give you a few of the Amazon players that are on the All-Star roster, as well as some of the Kansas City Tribe players. We've got at least 6 or 7 players that are All-Stars here. DJ, are you trying to break in here? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I was going to give you halftime score of the Dallas Diamonds and the Boston Militia.
Excellent. What do we have for the score then, BJ? Yeah, BJ, go ahead.
Yeah. It's Boston Militia 27, Dallas Diamonds 7 at the half.
All right. So, man, they just get sworn away.
We do have a final.
Okay.
Montreal Blitz beat the Manchester Freedom 68-0.
68-0. Wow.
Wow.
That's a tier two game as well, right?
Yes.
BJ?
Yes.
That's a tier one game, right? So we've got the Justice, Intensity, and then we've got the Freedom falling to the, who was it?
The Montreal Blitz.
The Blitz. Okay.
Tier two, right?
And then we have the second Western Conference game that will begin as soon as this game is over. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Both Wishing Wilson would have to click on the new broadcast that's entitled the Seattle Majestics versus Chicago. That's right at 7 o'clock or 7:01. So as soon as your game's over with, we'll have to go into that. So we'll have to hang up. So there might be a little delay.
Okay. All right. Well, we've just had a punt, and Rusty Sowers collected it and then was hounded by number 24, Amber Reed of the Amazon. So we will get a chance to see the Kansas City Chiefs offense in action one more time. The notorious Jenny Schmidt and her firing arm and all of her receivers. We'll see what happens here. The no-huddle offense. This no-huddle system was implemented by the Quake earlier in the season, the California Quake, when they played the Amazons. It made a considerable difference between the first game they played and the second. So we'll see how the Amazons do against the no-huddle offense.
Ready for that, but I'm sure that they've done some planning and made some adjustments, so we'll see what happens. Schmidt gets the ball, and it looks like she's trying to connect with Brittany Fisher on the right side. A little slant, but that did not connect. And again, we've got the Amazons in the defense, and they are ready for coverage. Looks like they have been preparing for an air game. Got a whistle on the play, but the Tribe are in formation. Now, if I can give you a picture of this, 10 yards from the hash mark, splitting the hash mark from the sideline to the hash mark, we've got two players, and then in another 8 feet maybe are another set of players. And she just connected with Sowers on that play, a gain of about 2 yards. And Schmidt takes the ball about, well, not really a shotgun location, a little behind. Pass, I'm saying it's pretty quick.
out of bounds, and Ken is diving in the air, picking that nowhere. And that is enough for a first down. So the biggest thing I made, that was easy, beautiful, and saved that series. We've got to try moving the chains in the first
series. Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
You got really, really bad feedback. You're in a really bad wind tunnel. Right here, you're perfect. Wherever you're at right now, you sound great. It's wherever you just were at.
Okay, yeah, the wind is everywhere, man. We're getting thunder. I'm going to be shocked if we don't get rain. But okay, so we're at a timeout,
and I'll try and keep my head in front of the wind. Is that pretty good there, BJ?
Yeah, it sounds really good now.
Okay, all right, we'll try and do it this way. I'm looking the opposite way of the game, but, you know, I can make stuff up pretty quickly, so we'll just see how it goes. Maybe I'll take a look and then give you the info.
So we've got both teams held up with a little bit of a timeout going on. Scores we've given you, matchups we've given you.
I got a good cool spot out here.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of the doorway here, but wherever the phone works, that's where we go. So we are in Kansas City. Those of you who have been following the season, the Kansas City Tribe have a record of 7-1, and the Los Angeles Amazons are 8-0, undefeated. So you may be asking yourselves, why are we in Kansas City for this game? The IWFL uses a rating system, and that rating system gives a little elevated point allocation to a Tier 1 win as opposed to a Tier 2 win. And geographically, the league is laid out so that the Amazons play quite a few Tier 2 games, and subsequently the rating that they receive for those games was slightly lower than what the Tribe was able to get for their Tier 1 games. So we are back live. The timeout is over. And Schmidt takes a snap. She fakes the handoff and keeps it.
Gets a gain of about maybe 5 yards, and it runs out of bounds at the 40. Fresh in the 36-yard line. First down is the 40, so it will be second down and 4. In the backfield, you've got the ace running back, Megan Penrod in the back, and the wideouts are split. Gary spread off.
Okay, Schmidt takes the snap. She's coming up for Brooks Fowler. She's at the 30, the 45, 20, 15, 10. She's going all the way, 5, and touchdown, Kansas City. That's what the spread offense will do to you. It is 13-10 in the second quarter, 13-10 left in the first half, and we have a tie ball game. Kansas City has just tied the game. The fans are pretty excited. You've got the band playing, and Kansas City's lining up. It looks like they're going to kick the point after. Amanda Sweeten is their place kicker, and they are lined up for the point after. And we will see the ball is still beneath the center at this point, and it's not time, but it's not. Okay, that is a bad snap, and Kansas City picks it up. Let me give you the player there, Brittany Fisher. Fisher picks it up and tries to make it on the outside, but no. And we have some gray clouds moving in, and I am hearing thunder. So I assume that we will probably have a rain delay if we get lightning. I don't think that we'll stop the game if it's just rain. But if we get any lightning, then I'm sure they'll postpone the game. At this point, we do not have any wet. Nothing falling from the sky, but we will see.
So, 13-10, and the ball game tied.
Amazon scored first, and Kansas City just tied it up. So it is 6-6 here in the IWFL playoff game.
This playoff game is being brought to you courtesy of Women's Football Talk and Women's Football Talk continues.
This is Deb Yen, and a very various methods of travel. I have made it to Kansas City, motorcycle, plane, almost a bus, but we're here. The phone's not working great. The wind's blowing. It's blustery. Might get a little rain, but we're here at the playoff game.
I have no idea what we're doing now. Maybe there's a timeout. I believe there's a timeout. It is the only saving grace to the wind and the moisture that seems to be moving in is that it is cooling the temperature down a little bit. When we started the game, it was very, very muggy, but very, very hot. It's still muggy, but it is considerably cooler, and the wind is definitely making it more bearable here. It looks like the teams are finishing up with the timeout. We will have Kansas City kicking off to the Amazons, and they will be kicking off with the wind this time. Back to retrieve the kickoff, Lori Moore on the right side of the field, Ashley Moody on the left side of the field. They are lined up between the 15 and the 20-yard line. They look at the ready. And kicking off for the Kansas City Tribe, I believe, is Amanda Sweeten. Yes, Amanda Sweeten will be kicking off. And we are nearly ready. Whistle is blown. Hand is in the air. She gives the signal. And the ball is up. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. That is a great kick. It goes to the right side of the field. Ashley Moody catches it but bobbles it. Ends up falling on it. And it is first and 10 for the Amazons at the 15-yard line. So that was an exceptionally good kickoff. And that pretty much puts the Amazons back at the 15-yard line, so we'll see how they work their way forward. Yeah, wind picking up now and possibly going to make a difference. This quarter we do have Kansas City with the wind, so when they go to throw, they'll have a little bit more umph in the toss. While the Amazons will be going against the wind, won't affect their running game, but should they need another one of those passes up the middle, the way they scored their first touchdown, it could be a detriment. Moody and Moore in the backfield. Rodriguez hands it off to Moody. She is tackled in the back for a loss. We do have a flag on the play. Again, Moody with the carry, and Lane Anderson with the tackle for the Tribe. Okay, we do have a holding call registered against the Amazon, so that will be a penalty against them. That will take them even further towards their end they don't want to be at. Moving out of the way here for my phone to work and for the wind not to interfere completely. I'm standing right in the doorway of the press box. It's the only place I can stand, so every time somebody wants to go in or out, I have to move myself into the corner, so I can't really do much talking when I'm doing that. But okay, we are first and 20 now, and they're on the 7-yard line. Amazon with Rodriguez in at quarterback, Moody and Moore in an I formation in the back, and Rodriguez takes the snap, hands off to Moody, and Moody is able to gain about 3 yards, but it is going to be second and 15. 3 yards second and 20 is not very considerable. So we do have a few storm clouds, and they are just ominous. And they are getting ever closer. We're in Kansas City, home of some pretty good barbecue. They do have a lot of it out in the back lot here. All right, Rodriguez awaits the snap for Bacta. And ball goes to Lori Moore. She is running up the middle, but I'm telling you, we have
defense, Mindy White grabbed on, and Larissa Graves both in on that tackle. And Amazons are chipping away, but it is still 3rd and 12. So unless they make a considerable gain on this play, we'll be looking at another punt from them, and this one against the wind, which could be dangerous. Rodriguez usually gets off a 35, 40-yard punt. We'll see. She usually gets a lot of air, some good hang time on that, and that may be a problem this season. If you look at the punt as an offensive maneuver, you can get 45 yards if you can tackle right away. And it's one way that you can just get a team to, you know, give up 40 yards all at once. Oh, Rodriguez attempts to make a pass to Moody again, and in the way, Megan Penrod, and she nearly picks it off. Not quite, but close. So Megan Penrod has made some very key plays in this game so far, and the night is young. We've still got 11 minutes in the first half here, and we are in Kansas City. And it is looking very thunderstormish. Rodriguez back to punt. 4th down and 12. Make a substitution. And Amazons are set. Now back to collect the ball, Penrod and Sowers. Ball is up, 5-10, 15, 20, 25, 30. The ball is down at about a 30-yard punt, and they were down it, and it will be on the 35-yard line. So Kansas City will have the 1st and 10 at the 35-yard line, which is very good field position. Possibly the best field position they've had so far. Again, kicking into the wind could prove to be a problem for the Amazons this quarter. Little scuffling, you can probably hear the band in the background. This is a happening spot to be. I think the tribe even ran out of parking this evening. So, tribe with the ball. We got Jenny Schmidt, the leading passer, waiting for the snap. And she's lined up in the shotgun. Two wideouts on each side, an extra on the right side. Got Fisher, Penrod, Sowers, White. And Schmidt keeps it and gain of 5 yards, maybe 6. So quarterback hangs on to it, does a little running, and he splits his hands, 2nd and 5. Well, I guess they place it 2nd and 6. Okay, Penrod is in the backfield this time. 2 wideouts on each side. We've got Fisher and White on the right, and it looks to be Sowers. I don't know. Okay, ball goes to Stewart, and she has the 1st down. Okay, so on the right side, I see correction. It looks like Fisher and Sowers on the left, and we've got Stewart and White on the right. So that's enough for a 1st down. Kansas City is 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line, so they are making an advance again. And with that win, I'm sure they're just going to take advantage of that arm of Jenny Schmidt and just keep it in the air as much as possible. Same formation. We've got Fisher and Sowers on the left. Sowers is in motion. Fake the handoff. Schmidt has the ball. She puts it in the air, and it goes to the corner of the end zone, but Stewart is not quite able to get underneath it. It was definitely intended for Stewart. Keegan Stewart, and so they will line it up again, 2nd and 10 for the tribe. Identical formation. We've got Amazons lined up in a nickel defense.
Rodriguez back at free safeties. Anybody fast that can move is standing up ready for coverage. Amber Moffitt-White is on the side where Sowers is. We've got Brittany Fisher on the left, Sowers on the left. This time Penrod is on the line. Keegan Stewart is the receiver this time. He is on the right side. And that looks to be enough for first down. Tackle out of bounds by Amy Satterfield, but not until Keegan Stewart is able to maneuver into another first down for the Kansas City try. All right, we got Tripps on the right side this time. Everybody's on the right. We got Sowers, White, Fisher, Penrod. Penrod is in the back with Schmidt. And it looks like the nickel has moved over, and the handoff goes to Keegan. No, sorry, Sowers. Sowers up the middle. Lori Moore in on the tackle. A few other Amazons. And Sowers gets a gain of 4 to 5 yards. And it looks like maybe more. Maybe they gave her 6 yards on that. I say give. It's all a spotting issue when I say give, not that. Imply that it was a misplay. No, it did four yards, so it's 2nd and 6. And the ball is placed on the 7-yard line. So got the spread going again. Sowers and Fisher on the left, White and Stewart on the right, Penrod in the back. Flag on the play. There's a little interaction between Amazon lineman and Nisha Walker. I don't see the number on the Amazon player. Might be Stephanie White. I don't know. Let's see. That's Jahir Alves. And the officials are giving a warning to Satterfield. Okay, the infraction is called against the Amazon. So I don't know if that's an encroachment or what happened there, but something, some kind of an infraction, personal foul. I am not certain, but we have 2nd and 3 now. And you might as well say 2nd and goal because it's like the chain is just inches away from the end zone. Okay, we've got the spread offense again. And nickel for the Amazons. Schmidt puts Stewart in motion. She fakes the handoff. She rolls to the left. And the pass is intended. A quick slant for Penrod. Penrod started off in the backfield as the ace running back and runs up the middle. And a quick pass from Schmidt after she rolls left, but it is not a completion. And it's 3rd and 3 now. Penrod again in the back with Schmidt, two wideouts on each side. Okay, now White rotates in. He's at the standard tight end position. Sowers has moved in on her flank. And then we still have Fisher and, no, Stewart is on the right. Okay, and we've got a timeout. Timeout. Timeout is called by the try. We do have a little bit of inclement weather that is ominously awaiting behind the field here. If you're looking at the game, it looks fairly clear, but if you look behind the stadium, there are clouds and definite precipitation in some areas. Thunder, I have not seen lightning. Again, lightning will force the game to be postponed for at least a period of time. We will have a pause in the action. We are in Kansas City. There are 8 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first half of the second quarter. And the score, Kansas City Tribe has scored 6, and the Los Angeles Amazons have scored 6. Each of those touchdowns was made following a reception and then the run-in. So we definitely are looking at two very competitive teams, numerous all-stars on each squad, well-run offenses, tight, hard-hitting defenses, and this has proven to be an exciting game here in the Kansas City area. Okay, so the timeouts are over. We've got the nickel defense for the Amazons, and there was a huge bolt of lightning. Schmidt in the backfield with Penrod, wideout on the right, two wideouts on the left, and we've got a blitz from the Amazon, and they are all over Schmidt. All over Schmidt. We've got, let's see, who all was in there? Maria Rodriguez has been there. I believe Stephanie Taylor was the actual hit. Number 44 was in on that, Tim Henry. And so that backs it up about 3 yards, so it's fourth and six. They will continue advancing. Not going to try for the kick. We've got four wide outs, two on each side. On the left, we have Brittany Fisher and Rusty Towers. On the right, we have Megan Penrod and Keegan Stewart. Schmidt isolated in the back from the shotgun, and she is passing the ball. It looks like it may have been tipped, but it is incomplete, intended for, I believe, Megan Penrod in the end zone. So the Kansas City side will give up the ball on downs. Amazon's first and 10 at the 7-yard line. So talk about some deep doo-doo field position. Amazons will basically start out in the end zone, so they'll need to do something right away. Probably not take it to the air, probably try and run the ball out just a little bit so that you do not have a safety occur. Amazons aren't in their huddle. Again, I believe no huddle offense. I would guess it would be a tackle, but they just haven't been moving as quickly as I anticipated. We have Alexa Plant in at quarterback, Moody, and, oh, no, sorry, Rodriguez. And the ball goes to Lori Moore, who is stopped quickly in the backfield by Lane Aniston. I tell you, Lane Aniston is everywhere tonight. She is on fire. So we have typical runs that get 5 or 6 yards in L.A. here against the Kansas City Tribe are getting Amazon versus nowhere. So the speed and agility of Amazon is seemingly matched by that of Kansas City. Kansas City will stop them on nearly every run that they have tried to make. A couple streaks of work, but mostly the passing game has been effective. Okay, Rodriguez in the wideout position, Glenn in at the helm, and she gives the ball to, I believe, Moody. Moody tries to make it around the right side, and she is getting up slowly. I did not see who made that tackle. A number of Kansas City players were in the area. Possibly Angela Mabry. And looks like Moody is up. No, Moody is still down. She's up. Hands and knees at this point. So maybe she got the wind knocked out of her. Both teams are taking the opportunity to hydrate. So the Amazons have switched quarterbacks. Christina Rodriguez has been quarterback most of the game, and now in at the quarterback spot is Alexis Glenn, which frees Christina Rodriguez up for the run or receiving. So far, that has not made a very considerable difference. Clouds are moving ever so slowly, but ever so closer, and the sky is getting darker and darker. I'm not certain of the way that they play this out should we have a thunderstorm. Again, I don't believe that rain alone will halt the game, but definitely if that lightning continues, I've only seen one flash of lightning, but it was considerable, then they will hold the game. They do not want to endanger any of these athletes. why they can never play with their Vikings. So we will see how that plays out. And looks like Rudy is up on her own and walking off the field, so that is good news for the Amazons. Amazon's in the huddle. And again, their location is very close in the end zone. And it appears that Glenn is back on the wideout spot and Rodriguez back in at quarterback. Kansas City in a 4-3. Free safety of Sowers. Strong safety, Penrod. Got a power eye in the back. Rodriguez hands off to Lori Moore, and she hurdles one, two tackles, rounds the corner, makes the bend, and finally pushed out of bounds, close to the 20 by Sowers. Rusty Sowers pushes her out of bounds, but not before Lori Moore is able to make that turn that we see so often in Los Angeles, and the Amazons have the first down that they have been looking for. So 5:39, and the Amazons finally have a first down here in the probably their fourth or fifth series of the game. And the Lightning is not around. The thunder's picking up. We're hearing a lot more thunder.
Okay, you're in. Yes, I have been
to my best. Rodriguez in the shotgun alignment. We've got Trips on the right, three wideouts. And Ryan Bolt is in motion. Handoff goes to Ryan Bolt, and she carries it around the right. And Glenn appeared to be a lead block for her, but two people run wide, and Ryan Bolt possibly first down for her. So, a play we've not really seen before. Reinbold out on the left side for Tripp and goes into motion, and the ball is given to her. She runs out to the right side, and that was a play for a first down for the Amazon. Same formation now. Two wideouts on the right. Reinbold on the left. Rodriguez gives the signal. Reinbold goes in motion, fakes the handoff, and this time Rodriguez keeps the ball. Lori Moore knocks a possible tackle off, and Rodriguez carries the ball. She's running really far to the left. It doesn't turn the corner. Maybe a gain of a yard. Tackle handily by Magdalene Obwafunde. Probably killing her name, but Magdalene, I apologize. So, it looks like maybe they're spotting that as a tackle for a loss. Would not be the first time the Kansas City Tribe has gotten a tackle for a loss this game. I think they've had several. So Reinbold is being transitioned out of the game, so we'll probably see a different formation here. Kansas City ready in a 4-3. Stewart on the right. Sowers in the back. Penrod in the back. And Moore and Moody in the back, power formation. Rodriguez takes the snap, fakes to Moody, hands off to Lori Moore, who runs right up the middle. And as is typical of Lori Moore, breaks through three or four tackles. Oh, correction. The fake was to Lori, and actually Moody breaks three or four tackles. I tell you, the two running backs for the Amazons are, they start with a two and a one, but they end in two, and if you don't pick up that first digit, you're going to get that. They're almost indistinguishable when they run. So we've got another first down on this series for the Amazons. This is possibly the best series that we have seen from the Amazons thus far, and they have returned to their roots in the running game. So right up the middle, strong, and running right at the Kansas City Tribe, and sometimes the Kansas City Tribe answers with a quick tackle, but the last couple plays they have not. So we are looking at a timeout here. 3:23, trying to steal the win here. 3:23 left in the first half of the game. We are tied. Kansas City had six. L.A. was six. And this is a dynamic football game, folks. And it looks like the band is warming up for their halftime performance. These three guys keep it pretty lively here. It's
Kansas City Tribe is awaiting the return of the Amazon timeout. I'm not sure, but I believe that was an Amazon timeout. We're not close enough to the two-minute warning yet, so look at that. So it is first and 10, and the ball is located at the 42-yard line.
Okay, I've lost my connection. All right, sorry about that. A little technical difficulty. I don't know if I touched my phone wrong or what. Okay, Moore has the handoff, and she picks up about 5 yards, and we've got another flash of lightning. This one much closer to the field than the previous one. That storm is moving ever close. I'm guessing they may try unless it's they may be calling it right now. I don't know what they're. Yeah, it looks like he's gonna tell them with that. Okay, so not only is the storm moving in, but I think the storm is taking my signal. And it looks like we're going to have a rain delay. There's no rain, but there is lightning, which is actually the dangerous part of it. Excuse me for that. They're talking it over. Officials are down on the field. They're talking with the coach, Mindy White, who is a player owner. And it looks like she's having a word with them. I think the official is considering. Yeah, it looks like they're going to stop it.
That is a lack of order. We just don't want to get off to the left. The fact that we have it right now under the
state. Yeah, we're going to have a delay here. BJ, I don't know if you want to jump on here, but they are having all of the players exit the field. So we're going to have a rain delay on this game. 6-6 with 3 minutes, exactly 3 minutes left here in the first half. So we'll see how long they wait. It's taken a good amount of time for this to move in, so I'm assuming it'll probably take an equal amount of time for it to move through. We could be looking at about a 45-minute delay here. We've got considerable clouds moving in. There's definitely precipitation falling. In the distance, not falling over directly over the field, but like I said, the worry is there's a lot of lightning. So we'll try and wait this one out. BJ, did you join us? Are you there?
Yes, I am, Deb. I'm here.
Okay. So this might cause a little bit of overlap on the games. I'm not sure how long this will take. It's definitely raining behind us. So. You have any scores to give us?
Yeah, we have in the third quarter, Boston Militia ahead by Dallas
27-14.
The Carolina Phoenix.
14.
Yeah, Carolina Phoenix is beating
12-0 end of the first quarter.
Who's 12-0?
Carolina Phoenix.
Okay.
And they're
and
playing the
Carolina Queen.
Yeah. Okay.
And the DC Divas. I heard, it's not on the IWFL website, I got it through a different Twitter. The DC Divas are ahead of the Pittsburgh Passion 7-0 in the first quarter.
Okay. So that's the whole of the game minus the one that we will be hearing from in Portland shortly.
Boy, did you hear that crack of thunder? That was a crack of thunder.
Okay.
I do not, sir. Sorry.
Can you hear that,
BJ? Yes, I can. Hey, you know what we could do? If by chance, you know, we're on here till 7 o'clock, I do want to broadcast the Seattle-Chicago game the way we have it set up. What we could do is maybe you can continue the game. If it goes over 7, you can continue the game through Cinch.
Okay.
And then what I could do is I could edit it in, because I have the capability now through the switchboard that I have now. I can edit it in. With the other game, if we go that route, but we have till 7, so still have some time. I can play some music if you want to take a break. You can hang up for a while. I can play some music. You can go take cover.
Are you there?
Did
I drop my suit?
I hear you. But what I can do is I can just play some music for a while, If you need to take a break, and then you can come back on. But I could still be online just playing some music and for an intermission if you want. It was at 3:23. Is that where they stopped the time?
It's 3 even.
Even?
Boy, the velocity of the storm is picking up. It's just moving right through.
Is official rain delay then?
Yeah. I'm sure it's an official rain delay. The official gave the signal, and they're having all the fans exit the stadium. They're wanting them to go to their cars. So. Okay, we just had a lightning strike that hit something.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna be
off the air for a minute. I'll talk to you later. It's getting dangerous here, okay? All right,
okay,
bye.
Take care. As you heard, Deb is actually in Kansas City, Missouri, announcing the Los Angeles Amazons versus the Kansas City Tribe game. They are at 3 minutes in the second before halftime. They are officially rain delayed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music, wait for Deb to come back on. The broadcast with the Seattle Majestics, Chicago Force, won't be on until 7 o'clock, but we won't let you miss any of that game. What we could do is we'll let Debbie maybe broadcast on Cinch if she has to, and then reroute it. But just stay tuned. I'll be on the air. I'll be playing a few music. And so right now the score is 6-6, Los Angeles Amazons and the Kansas City Tribe are tied with rain delay second quarter with 3 minutes left until half. So I'm going to play some music. Enjoy.
Feel the weakness in my body. There's a dark glowing ember, something black burning its way out of me. Searing the bush, pain is the only thing I feel, scars all I see.
I can't judge. little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go of watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I can't
can, but sometimes I don't make sense.
I am
what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you for once just to hear me out.
So I
let go watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
You're gonna let me.
Okay, it looks like I ran out of a few songs, so I'm going to do some updates real quick. If you're just tuning in, we are at a lightning delay in Kansas City, Missouri, where the score is Los Angeles Amazons 6, Kansas City Tribe 6, with 3 minutes left until half. The game was called due to lightning. If you listen to Deb Dentz before she tuned off, you could hear the lightning in the background, the thunder. You wouldn't hear the lightning, you'd hear the thunder. But some updates with the IWFL Twitter. If you've been following the IWFL scores at twitter.com/IWFL, Boston is ahead of Dallas 33-14 in the third quarter. The Pittsburgh Passion and the DC Divas. The DC Divas are ahead 7-3, start of the second half. Let's see, last is the Carolina Phoenix 18, the Carolina Queens 0 at the end of half. And let's see if there's any more. I'm still waiting for Deb to call. I was going to actually play a clip that Deb had done. I actually would have to upload that version that we played on WFB Talk on Sunday. And Deb, if you're not familiar with Deb Gentz, Deb Gentz does a show for us on Friday called Friday Night Football Preview, where she does stats and gives the players their due recognition. And it's based on the stats of the league. And she gives kudos, basically, to the exceptional players. And if you tune into WFBTalkContinues.com, look at the podcast archives, and you can play all the shows. We also have Third and Long with Coach Penn. Coach Penn was on a couple weeks ago. He was doing a stats, and probably next Wednesday he'll go over some more playoff games announcements. But as you know, we are at a lightning delay at the moment. Kansas City Tribe 6, the Los Angeles Amazons 6. And next game at WFB Talk Continues will be starting at 7 o'clock against the Seattle Majestics and the Chicago Force. So I talked to Deb. I said if it happens to be delayed any further than past 7, what she's going to do is do a cinch broadcast, and I'm going to upload it to the game already. It's in progress. But let me play some more tunes until Deb calls in.
Okay, we're back. We're still waiting for Deb Gentz. I got a text from her. She says hopefully they'll be back on air soon. I had to resort to my Rocky theme. If you listen to us on Thursdays, was it Nighthawks Radio? We Own the Night. Coach Epperson and Coach Coop do that show on Thursday. They're taking a little time off. I know the owner, Tanya Bryan, is going to be coming on the show to do a new formatted show during the off season. She's going to let me know when she's due to come back. I'm trying to think. I had a laugh because I had said I was running out of songs, and Nancy says, "Oh, I have an iPod. Do you want my songs? You said you were running out of songs," and I had a laugh at her because I don't like her music. No offense, Nancy. She can't say anything. She's listening right now. Yeah, I know. She goes, "That's the last time I help you." She's into this techno stuff, and some of it is good, but. Yeah, Frank Sinatra. I like Frank Sinatra. I know that's the New York Sharks do the Frank Sinatra theme. I know. But if you're just tuning in, we are on a weather delay, a lightning, as a matter of fact. When Deb ended the call, we heard the thunder in the background, and they were advised to move the fans in a safe location. She was saying that they were saying go to your cars, but I don't know if that was the safest location, I guess, with being on rubber, the wheels, but I know when we were listening to another game that when Rami was doing the game, I know that they all went down into the locker room so such for a rain delay. But Deb should be joining us shortly. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the IWFL website, and if you guys want to follow along with me, go to IWFLsports.com. This is BJ from Women's Football Talk. We have a show every Sunday, and tomorrow actually you can tune in at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow we are having Jody Moose-Fuglum of the Minnesota Vixen. They're going to talk about the IWFL International Challenge Game if you go to their website. It's not actually listed right now on the IWFL website, but if you go to minnesotavixen.com, so you can hear all about it, what's ahead. I know they're having a game on July 18th. And we are going to broadcast that game. They're deciding whether it's going to be a 4 p.m. game. I haven't actually put it up on the board yet, but we're going to broadcast that game. And then the championship game is, I know I'm ahead of myself, I know we're only into the playoffs, but the championship game is July 23rd weekend. So it starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have the two Tier 1 and Tier 2 championship game on Saturday, July 26th. Tier 2 will begin at 10 a.m. Tier 1 will be at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday at 10 a.m., they'll have the All-Star. So if you go to IWFLsports.com, you'll see where it says buy your championship tickets. And actually, we bought our plane tickets yesterday, and we just reserved our hotel. Right now, there's one hotel that you could reserve for, but once that fills up, they're going to get additional hotels. But the main hotel is at the Hilton Garden Inn. So go to www.iwflsports.com. So pretty much just have to reserve it with your credit card. You don't have to pay up front. I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, I don't have the money, because that's what I said. I don't have the money. But no, they just take your credit card for reservation purposes. And then if you plan on not attending, you have until 4 p.m. that day of your arrival to cancel. So hold your room, it's going to be the main hotel. So go to IWFLsports.com, click on the little championship weekend 09. It says Round Rock, Texas. It's going to be a great event. We're looking forward to going this year. Let's see. Right now in progress, let me update and see if what scores have been announced. Deb hasn't called in yet, so bear with me. Right now, the Wisconsin Warriors is ahead of the Chattanooga Locomotion, 8-6, with 2:55 left in the first. Still is the Boston Militia is ahead of the Dallas Diamonds, 33-14 in the third quarter. Now, the Boston Militia were the team to be the best contenders against the Dallas Diamonds, as people were saying. If anybody could beat Dallas, it may be Boston. But don't count Dallas out yet. It's only third quarter. Dallas is a lot of things up there, you know, with the running, the rushing game. We know how Dallas operates. So don't discount Dallas Diamonds. It's not a done deal until the final whistle was blown. It's 33-14.
Let's see. The Pittsburgh Passion is losing to the DC Divas 7-3. I know that's going to be a closer game. They did meet early on in the third game this year, and the DC Divas beat the Pittsburgh Passion 27-7. But I watched the Pittsburgh Passion and the New York Sharks play, and Pittsburgh Passion is a come-from-behind team. I know Lisa Horton works best under pressure. The Passion work best under pressure. They fooled the New York Sharks doing an onside kick, and it turned the game around. Let's see what's going on in the chat board. We have some visitors in the chat board. So if you want to listen, go to the chat board, look where it says chat available, and you can kind of see who's talking. Like I said, we're still waiting for Deb Gentz to get back on the air. This is DJ from WFB Talk. We also maintain a blog at womensfootballtalk.com or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/WFB Talk. Like I said, tomorrow we'll be on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 p.m. Standard, Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're on every Sunday. And during the week, you can see what other programming we have on WFB Talk continues. Last year we had normally done just the playoffs, but this year we actually did some regular season games. And you can go back and listen to those from some archives. I know during the off season I had tuned into some Pittsburgh and Shark games, you know, because the Pittsburgh Passion have their own broadcast, the DC Divas have their own broadcast, and the New York Sharks have their own broadcast. So I actually downloaded those games during the off season. So that's something, if you missed a game, you can have all football all year round for games that you missed. So check out. I actually have them linked on our blog, womensfootballtalk.com. Go to the game section, and you can see Pittsburgh Passion has broadcast under MSA Sports Network. DC Divas are under U.S. Sports Radio, and the New York Sharks are WFN Radio. So check out those links. And for those of you who are not familiar with the IWFL, you can actually connect with IWFL players at iwflfootball.ming.com. And I don't know if I have the commercial on here. Steve Marks of the New York Sharks put together a commercial for us. We actually did play it during one of the IWFL games, and I don't think I have it in here in this particular one, because I think I had included it in the broadcast. So go to iwflfootball.ming.com. Hook up with your IWFL players, coaches, and owners. And if you have any questions for the IWFL, just put it in the form of a question, and they'll answer you. They're really quick to answer. Is the game over? Oh, according to Ramsey, he says the game is over in Dallas. Let me see that. Oh, gosh, my computer. My little computer turned itself off. I think I ran out of battery or it fell asleep. What was the score, Ramsey? I know we're on a few-minute delay here. According to the chat board, it says that the Dallas Diamonds lost against the Boston Mocha. Let's see what the final score is. Like I said, it's, final. Boston Mocha 34, Dallas Diamonds 14. And congratulations to the Boston Mocha. Pittsburgh Passion is ahead of the DC Divas 10-7 in the third quarter. So when Deb comes on the air, we'll let her know. Looks like Deb is on the air again. Let me unmute Deb.
Many people, so we're good.
Hey, Deb, I'm doing a song and dancer. Did you hear what I just said about the Boston Militia defeating the Dallas Diamonds 34-14?
They won? Militia beat the Diamonds?
Well, yes, I think it was 34-14. I thought there were some scores of 33, but let me see if there's an actual, because I thought I saw it 33 earlier, and then now it's 34. So it's either, but they did win. Okay, it is. It's Boston 34, Dallas 14, final.
Wow. That's a shock to me. I didn't expect it to.
I didn't expect it to be that far apart. Did you?
Well, are they going to come in play pretty soon, Deb, or are they just...
Yeah, we're looking at starting up the... Well, finishing the first half, the last 3 minutes, and then they're going to take a five-minute break and finish out the game. So at 7:45,
okay,
they're going to start up the finish the first half.
Okay, good. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I think we won't lose that much time. So I'm trying to think what else is going on with it. So we have some... So the Pittsburgh Passion is beating the DC Divas right now 10-7. I need to go back where I was just at, but 10-7, I think. Yeah. I'm not sure the quarter.
Okay.
And oh, it looks like the quarter.
Which quarter? Third
quarter. Pittsburgh Passion is beating the DC Divas 10-7 in the third quarter.
And 34 to, what was it, 19? The Diamond game?
14.
14. Okay. I was going to give that information to the guy in the booth. I'm going to go up there. If I lose you, BJ, I'll have to call back in because my phone is a little bit unreliable here. But I'm going to give him those scores so we can announce them.
Okay, we are back in Kansas City. As you heard Deb say that the team is going to finish up the quarter. The teams are going to finish up the second quarter, take a five-minute halftime, and then resume back into play. So that way, if there's any rain, they'll try to beat it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to get more weather at this point. It's moving in the other direction, BJ. The teams are stretching. Of course, we took a little bit of time off, so the teams are stretching, and then the game will resume.
So where did you hang out during this the storm?
My car. There was too many fireworks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me give this the announcer. I have a couple scores for you, sir. We've got the Boston Militia beat the Diamonds 34-19, and the Passion are ahead of the DC Divas 10-7. Yeah.
You know, I have to write them down because I'll never remember those. I've never heard of them until now. So.
Okay, let me write them down for you.
I'll write them down on the announcement.
Okay. Yeah, so BJ, the Tribe just came back out, and they're stretching. And so we should be underway, I'd say within five, maybe. What's the time? Do you have the time there, BJ?
Yeah, it's 5:47.
Okay. Yeah, we should be starting up. They said they were shooting for 7:45, but so we're a little behind schedule. 34. Divas. The Divas have seven, right?
Yes.
And the Passion are 14-6?
14-7.
Excuse
me. Passion are
10-7. 10-7. Those teams,
Atlanta Queens.
It's the Dallas Diamonds and then the Boston Militia. What'd you say, BJ?
Oh, no, I haven't had any updates from the Phoenix Queens yet. It was still 18-0 last I heard after the first. So I haven't heard anything.
Both of those teams are in the Eastern Conference, the Divas and then Pittsburgh Passion. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the Eastern Conference, actually.
Did you give them the New Jersey Justice 30 New England Intensity 7 final?
Yeah, we gave them that one.
And the Montreal.
That's the Eastern Conference, too. Yeah. They're different. They're different divisions, but it doesn't matter. Okay. Yep.
It's nice to hear a woman explaining football, man.
That's the final, the Dallas game. Okay, sorry, BJ. I'm giving their announcer the score so he can announce it to the fans here. It's got a good turnout. This is actually a nice little venue. The weather has cooled down considerably, and that might swing a little towards the Amazon favor because they're not used to this heat, and it's so wet, the heat here in California. The heat can be intense, but it's not so wet, which is shocking by the beach. So I'm thinking that it's been the cooler weather will come in. They were having a little bit of trouble with the heat.
You got a little wind going on again.
It's a slight wind. Okay, yeah. Let me see. Is this a little better here?
That's a little better. You in the doorway? Well, they say to stand in the doorway in case of a tornado, so you're safe in case of a tornado, Deb. You're in Missouri, so you never know.
Yeah.
But I'm right behind, right by all these this metal and these little rods if we get back to lightning. But it actually struck a pole that was smoking.
Oh, really?
Out.
Oh, my God.
I'm used to thunderstorms. I don't really freak out with thunderstorms. But this was like, oh, maybe a football field away, and a pole was smoking. So, and there, you have no idea how many poles are around here. Like, it's like they say, strike here. There's, like, flag poles, five of them, like, within 10 feet of me.
I don't know why they have so many flags.
You You're an earth. Like a consulate or something. So I'm telling you, there's one, two, three, four, five. And then they're on top of the building. They're into flags here at this stadium. I don't know, maybe it's an international draw or something to have all the flags. There are no flags on the flagpole. They're just bare flagpoles. But the band is fun. This is a fun game.
It looks like D.C. came ahead, according to the IWFL, to 14-10 D.C. back lead.
Now the Divas are ahead, 14-10?
Yes, 14-10 in
okay.
Third quarter.
Okay. It doesn't really seem like the fans are that into this, the other teams. I don't know if they realize the ramifications of those other games, especially the Dallas game.
Yes.
You would think that they would know. I mean, it wasn't very long ago that the Tribe got pulverized by the Diamonds, but we'll see. Okay, they're back on the field now, BJ, so I'm going to get back with the play-by-play. Right now we're standing around, but they're all in a seemingly official positions and such, so it's looking like we're ready to begin. The lights are coming up. They've got 3 minutes on the score clock, so I think we're good to go. How's my feedback? Is it okay for the
It
wind?
Sounds good. You're fine here.
All right.
I'll put myself in if you need me. Just let me know.
Okay. Thanks, BJ. Amazon's had the ball. Rodriguez is in at the quarterback. They've got trips on the left side, single A to the back, and there's a flag on the play. They actually met in the middle. I'm not sure if it's a legal motion or in false start, yeah.
Okay,
for some reason, every now and then the switchboard kicks me off, so if that happens, I'll get back on. But Amazons are back in the huddle. We are 2nd and 10, and they have the ball on the 41-yard line, and the Tribe is lined up in a 4-3 defense. And it looks like Penrod and Sowers are back in strong and free safety. We've got an ace back on the Amazon side. I can't see which back that is. It might be Reinbold. No, it's maybe Maria Rodriguez or Estrada. Let me look and see. I've got to look at my roster for this particular play. She was given the ball, so Holdout got the ball. Let's see. Evidently, it was Gordon. Donna Gordon, number 32. She's fullback. And it looks like she picked up 4 yards, maybe five, probably four. So it'll be a
third down and six.
Locked over the ball now. We're ready for the next play of the series. And it looks like they switched, and we've got trips on the right side. Looks like Lori Moore, ace in the back. Rodriguez in at quarterback, and then Reinbold over on the left side here. And the waiting to snap. Okay, Rodriguez gets the ball. She hands it off, and right up the middle, Lori Moore charges through. I believe she made it to the 50-yard line, another 5 yards, and it'll be 3rd and 1, perhaps. And in on that tackle, I believe Tegan Stewart was in on that tackle. And I think Magdalene and Obi-Fule, I guess it is. I just don't know her name. Unfortunately, I butcher the ones that I'm not familiar with. So, and it appears that the Amazons have called a timeout. Perhaps it was the Tribe day. The Tribe came off first, but it looks like he signaled towards the Amazons. So we have a timeout on the field. 1:43 left in the first half. And like I told BJ, what we'll do is we'll finish up the first half here. That might be even, you know what, this is probably the 2-minute warning. That's what it is. So they'll finish out the first half, and then they'll take a quick 5-minute break just if there are any adjustments that need to be made. Coaches can talk it over, give their players information, and then we will resume after 5 minutes. So it might put us fairly close to being on schedule again. But we just had the 2 minute warning. It looks like they've taken a pretty short 2 minute warning, and it is Amazon the ball. They are just past the 50 yard line. It's fourth and about a yard and a half to go. And we are looking for the Amazons to be on the line of scrimmage at any point now. We've got the tribe at the ready. Box is over the ball. Rodriguez in at the quarterback position. Trips on the right side. And it looks like maybe Amber Moffitt White over here on the left. And Lori Moore in the backfield. It looks like Gordon's in motion. And Lori tried to go right up the middle and was met with a whole bunch of of the tribe, and now she's scrambling, and they back her up, and Stewart pushes her out of bounds, and assist by Tamara Bland, and that is fourth down, so the tribe will take over on downs. It will be first and 10 at the 50. So we're going to place that ball right back where it was, but this time it belongs to the tribe. So it started out as a really productive series there for the Amazons, and then somehow, some way, the tribe seems to be able to answer no matter what the Amazons throw at them. So we'll see if that continues. Okay, we've got Schmidt in at quarterback. Penrod is in the back, and then we've got Trips on the left. We've got Rusty Sowers headed over, so we've got three wideouts on the left side, a single wideout over here on the right. Nickel defense from the Amazon. Schmidt lets go, and it is intended for Keegan Stewart over on the left side, a quick little slant, and that is incomplete. Lori Moore, and let me find the other player that contributed to that. Chandra Thompson smashed her right as she was connecting with the ball, and it just forced her to not be able to hold on to it. Very nice defensive play there by the Amazon. And Schmidt again in the back with Penrod. Same formation as before, three wideouts on the left. Very spread field, way past the hash marks on both sides of the field. And the ball is snapped in the shotgun formation. Quickly handed off to Megan Penrod, and she has rounded the corner and picks up about 5, maybe 6 yards. And forced out of bounds. Looks like who's in on that? Satterfield, and it looks like, actually Moody was in on that. Quite a few shifting over to the side here for the Amazon. And we will repeat the formation on both sides. Nickel on the defensive side and spread with the offense. And they don't huddle. They just get right back on the line, and they're going again. Schmidt's got the ball, and she quickly releases. And that one was intended for Keegan Stewart, and incomplete. You know, I keep getting Fisher and Stewart confused. That first one, Fisher tried to catch that ball and was hit by Moore and Thompson. So that was incorrect. It was Fisher over here on this side. Okay, so now they've got it totally split. We've got Sowers and Stewart on the left. Oh, we're punting now. And she's able to get it off and out of bounds around the 20. Kicking is Amanda Sweeten. Amanda Sweeten gets off about a 25-yard punt there. And so Amazons will begin first and 10, about the 25-yard line. We've only got a minute 14 left in this half, and then we'll take about a 5-minute break and be back at it again. Really short half break because we had the rain delay. Really, it was a lightning delay. There was no rain. Amazons are in the huddle discussing things. Tribe is waiting for them. They're in looks like a 4-3. Very strong in the safety area. White in at linebacker. Rodriguez is in at quarterback, and we've got double trips over on the right side, four wide outs, two on the line, two behind, and Amber Moffitt White Ashley Moody is lined up behind Rodriguez in the eighth spot. And the ball was intended for Lori Moore. Now, she plays that like it's a lateral, but that looks like an incomplete pass. It was behind the line of scrimmage, but I think they're going to put that back at the line. It bounced before she was even close to it. No, it looks like it's a good thing she collected it because she threw behind her. They're going to place it right there. So it's going to be second and 14. So the ball is now at about the 18-yard line. So the Amazons have had quite a few tackles that have dropped them back even further. So we'll see if they can make an adjustment with that. Got single wideout and two running backs side-by-side, power formation. Rodriguez in, 4-3 for the Tribe. She gives a little shovel pass to Ashley Moody. Moody gains about 2 yards, but there is a flag on the play, some type of an infraction. Looks like the officials are signaling that it's against the Tribe. Yes, they're calling a face mask, so we'll see if it's just an incidental 5 or if they give them a full 15. And it looks like there's 5, and they're going to give them a 15-yard penalty on that. So that's going to be a big difference. And that's enough for a first down, and the Amazons are now at the 37-yard line, first and 10 at the 37. So that's going to help them out with their field position considerably. The Tribe awaits their huddle break. And I apologize, I was unable to see who actually pulled Moody down. I did see her go down in the middle of a pack of Tribe players, but I wasn't able to discern which one was in there, and then we all got up at the same time, and it was enough. So Rodriguez hands off to Lori Moore. She tries to make it around the corner, backs up, and now she's running the opposite direction. She's sweeping over to the right, and she is on fire and picks up the first down. I believe she was pushed out of bounds by Tanisha Walker of the Tribe, but Lori Moore picked up 10 yards on that play, and it looks like that close to a first down. We are going to switch directions. We probably flip a coin here. That's the end of the first half, and so, again, we're going to take a 5-minute break. I'm going to catch you up on a few of the scores. BJ was alerting us to the fact that we've got the Boston Militia defeating the Dallas Diamonds, a score of 34-19. I spoke with the Amazon coaches, and according to them, the Diamonds were having a very difficult time finding tickets to make their travel plans. So I don't know if that was a factor or what happened, but we definitely have a militia advance into the second round of the playoffs, eliminating the Dallas Diamonds, score 34-14 there at least. And it looks like a 19 or a 14, but I think it was a 14, so I think I said 19 the first time. We do have the DC Divas have scored again. It's in the third quarter, and they are ahead now of the Passion. So that game is going back and forth. At first it was 7-0, the DC Divas. Then it was 10-7, and that was in favor of the Passion. And now we're back to the Divas being ahead, and it's 10-14. BJ, if you want to dip in here, you can correct me if there's an update even further than that.
Yeah, there's an update, Deb. It actually is now 20-10 Divas in the third quarter.
20-10, all right. So they're just racking up the points in that game, another close game. And then we had a couple of finals from the Tier 2 division, is that correct? And then we have the Queens and the Phoenix playing again. Did we get a final on that score, DJ?
No, let me check real quick and see if there's any updates. So okay. I'm following Twitter at twitter.com/IWFL for all your IWFL sports updates. Let me see.
I try to do that, BJ. I don't have the technical skill. I tried. That's why I rely on you. That's why I have friends in high places so that I don't have to be technologically sound. I can just make stuff up while you put me on the air.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's the updates thus far. I know the Warriors. There was a Warriors score. I don't know if I had given that to you before.
No, I don't remember a Warriors score at all.
Okay, it was at the time it was.
Holy cow! Somebody's trying to pull his toenails off, I think. Still there, BJ? Did I lose my connection?
DJ, if you're saying anything, I cannot hear it. I'm being serenaded by a long-haired gentleman with a guitar. I can hear nothing.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Talking about his spider monkey. I don't want to know about his spider monkey, DJ. But he is entertaining.
Go ahead. I'll shut up now. Filling the dead space.
It was Warriors 8, Commotion 6. After that was a while ago. I haven't heard any updates.
Okay. So we've got finals on, what, four or five of the playoff games then? No, four, and then we've got two underway and then one starting shortly. Evidently a spider monkey ran away, DJ.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing. I'm so sorry for his spider monkey.
What? Yeah, he's very upset about the whole spider monkey situation. So the team didn't even, they haven't even gone anywhere. They're huddled up on the sides of the field. Coaches are making a few adjustments. We're probably just getting the officials a chance to discuss things. And we've got 1:50 left in the halftime break. Maybe they just had to take a break so this guy could sing about his spider monkey. I don't know.
How is Jenny doing? Jenny Schmidt. How's she doing against the Amazon defense? Is she getting any passes out? Doesn't seem like she's passing so as much.
You know, I think they're trying to mix it up. I think they've slightly altered their playbook because, trying to change it up. But I think her timing is slightly off, but she's been effective, fairly effective. That, you know, it's like both these teams are pretty evenly matched. But you know, I thought when I did the interview with them earlier on the Friday show, Mindy had mentioned that they run a no huddle offense, and so I was anticipating it to be a much quicker situation than what it is. I mean, they do run the offense without a huddle, but it's not as quick as what I anticipated it would be. So I don't know if she does. If she gets the sign and then they do audibles, I think everybody looks to the side. So. It's quicker than, you know, if they ran a huddle, but it's not quite as quick as what, you know, when the play's played. Remember I commented about how quickly they can reset for their offense? It's not quite as quick as that was. So we've got the captains are walking out to the midfield area to do the coin toss, so we're a couple minutes away. But they're pretty evenly matched, DJ, but I think that if I were to pick the squad that look the best. I think the Amazons have looked a little bit stronger, but on defense, the Tribe is very strong. If
they weren't as strong, the score would be much different, but they are just a very strong defensive team. I mean, they've had a few times when they've just totally shut down the Amazons, which doesn't happen very often.
I mean, Amazons have a lot of speed and a lot of versatility in their offense. Their running backs are just pretty amazing, and they've shut them down two or three series completely.
Hey, Deb, we do have an update on the Warriors Locomotion game. It's at halftime, Wisconsin Warriors 16, Chattanooga Locomotion 6.
14-6.
All right, then.
We were never able to find out how many of those Warriors played for the ice. Huh? Do you have a connection on that, DJ?
I haven't heard anything. It's 16-6.
15 or 16?
16.
1-6. All right, then. Okay, so they finished the coin toss. I, of course, wasn't paying attention, so I can't give you any information. But I think we're going to be having the Amazon kick off, the Tribe receive, and Amazons are against the win. So that means the final quarter they will be with the win. So it definitely made a difference. The Tribe had a little bit better passing during the quarter where they had the wind at their back. So
we'll see that they're going to have that momentum and the win with them again. So this should be a strong quarter for them, and they will have the ball to begin with. So Ryan Bolt has everybody lined up, and we're about ready to go, BJ. I think the spider monkey's finally gone. Okay, kick is in the air. 25-yard kick, and, oh, Rusty Sowers went to collect the ball and bobbled it slightly and had the fall on it, so there's no run back, and it'll be first and 10 at about the 33. Got a few personnel changes. So we are looking for a strong third quarter from the Kansas City Tribe. We have them with the win, and end zones are lined up again in their protection defense, ready for the ball in the air, which we anticipate seeing quite a bit from Jenny Schmidt. She leads the league in yards passed, close to 3,000, 100, 200 shy of that. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the stats this week. I was traveling to get to this game, and I should have been doing my Friday night football preview, so forgive me. Okay, she takes the snap, shotgun, and we've got a complete pass, 7 yards, and five. She's got the 50, the 45, 30. Finally brought down by Rodriguez, and I think that's Brittany Fisher. No, Keegan Stewart with the reception, and then the 15-20-yard run back. We've got an Amazon player down. I think that we have Ashley Moody down again. She has just had a time of it tonight. She's been slow getting up a couple of times, and I think she might be having an injury that's like just a little nag, and every once in a while it flares up. I know that the last game I watched them play when they played Seattle, she had some kind of just a slight impedance. It doesn't seem like a full-blown catastrophic injury, and yet it flares up now and again. So players have taken a knee, and again, I'm pretty sure that is Ashley Moody, although I can't see because she is being attended to for that injury. And so we have the... Let's see, 5, 10, 50, 20, 20, 30, 35, 40, approximately 43 yards exchange there. Jimmy Schmidt was able to connect with Keegan Stewart, and then Stewart ran an extra 20, 25 yards, and so it will be Kansas City with a first and 10 at the 27-yard line. So that is a strong showing for their first play here this series. And I'm not real sure what the holdup is. That player is off the field. You would think that they would go ahead and resume play, especially with the time constraints that we're looking at because of the delays that have already occurred. So I think they're going to go ahead and, yeah, it is Ashley Moody, and she's sitting up now. And we have a little impatience from the Kansas City folks. They're doing the wave now. And we have someone running around that managed to procure a headdress. So she's got a football jersey with a Native American headdress, and she's running around, running and left trying to get him to do the wave. It's pretty effective. It's actually quite entertaining. And looks like we've got... back on with the ball game. So 14:47 here in the third quarter. Kansas City Tribe has the ball. They are at the 27-yard line. And Jenny Schmidt is kind of conversing with the coach from a distance. Amazons again in their protect defense. They're spread out all over. We've got four wideouts, one very close to the sideline, 10 feet, kind of close to the hash line on the right side. And they fake the handoff to Penrod, and Schmidt keeps it. It looks like it's an option play. She gives the ball to Sowers, and Sowers takes it inside the 10. So we've got a little flare play going on that one. What we had a misdirection. It looked like they were going to give the ball to Penrod, but then...
Penron turns in and starts logging for Denny Schmidt, and then we have Sowers running alongside with the option, and then she laterals it to Sowers. So that ended up being a very good play. It's first and goal for the Tribe, and they are on the 8-yard line. So 13:57. And three wideouts on the left, two on the right. Spread as far as you can possibly spread. Schmidt in the back alone, protection from her lineman, and she puts it in the air diagonally to the corner, but Fisher is not able to come up with it, and the ball drops to the field. We've got shouts of disappointment from the fans who thought that was going to be another touchdown. Rodriguez with coverage, although not particularly close. Also in the end zone, trying to defend the pass is Thompson. So again, we have the spread offense, four wideouts, two each side. Schmidt alone. This time we do have six linemen for protection. So they're going to try and make an advance on the goal with an air play here. And she's got a hold of it. She's scrambling to the left. It looks like we've got a flag, and she should just hang on to that. Oh, pass. And she, all right, we've got a reception by Rusty Sowers in the end zone. It appears to be a touchdown, but we do have a flag on the play. And I don't know what the infraction is. I did not see what happened. I just saw the flag flying. So we'll wait and see who it's against. My first guess is holding. And, yeah, they're back in Kansas City up from the flag. And that's probably a holding foul. You know, when you're so close to the goal and it's in your mind that you want to just hang on for another second, it's a very big temptation for the O-line to just grab a hold for just a second. And it often happens without being noticed, but this time they got caught. Okay, five down linemen. We've got two wideouts on each side. And Penrod is in the back near, slightly offset, and behind Schmidt. Nickel defense for the Amazons. Schmidt gets the snap and the shotgun. Pass is released quickly. Rodriguez jumps up and snags the ball from Sowers. And it will be Amazon ball. Rodriguez runs it back a few yards. It'll be Amazon ball, first and 10 at the 12-yard line. So what apparently looked like a touchdown was called back for holding. And now we have, again, swinging the momentum. Kansas City has it, and the Amazons have stolen it away. This game is a tight contest between two excellent teams that are very defensive-minded. 13:21 left here in the third quarter. Amazon's six tries, six. And this is a heck of a ball game. The atmosphere here, nobody is impatient. Nobody's walking around. Nobody's out to grab a hot dog. We are watching an intense competition between two very good football teams. Rodriguez in. We've got an I formation, two backs, two wideouts on the right. Alexis Glenn on the left, snap, and Rodriguez keeps it and tries to go right behind Bach. The Bach is out about 7 yards. Rodriguez is tackled at the line of scrimmage. So we've had all day long some awesome dynamic play from the defensive line, and particularly the poor name that I cannot say, but Magdalene Ogafude. I'll go with that. I don't know if that's my 19th or 20th pronunciation of that particular name. But in right behind the center, snakes Rodriguez, and Rodriguez gets nowhere. Bacta over the ball, and we've got strong right and two wideouts, two backs in the I formation. Kansas City in a 4-4 this time, I believe, and snap. Rodriguez hands it off to Lori Moore. She takes up the right part of the middle and a gain, probably 7-8 yards, to make the third and 33, I believe. So 7 yard carry there for Lori Moore. Amazon's in the huddle again. So field position, this is not particularly field position, but you've got got to be happy to get an interception when somebody's in the red zone or close to it. And so we do have a little momentum shift, and it seems like the Amazons are capitalizing on it. They do have a few fans here, not a lot of noise. Most of the noise you're hearing is from Kansas City, the Spider Monkey Band. BJ, I'm getting a lot of feedback, so if I'm not on the air, you need to let me know. Rodriguez has the ball being chased in the backfield. She scrambles a little bit. Ball is in the air, intended, and a catch by Amber Moffitt-White. 20-yard reception there. Rodriguez able to scramble and stay afoot and releases the ball. Amber reaches up and grabs it, brings it down. Amazons are at the 40-yard line with the first down. So we are seeing the Amazons back and forth. They go to the run, they go to the pass. They go to the run, they go to the pass.
And that is why
the Amazons are tough to hinder, because they just have so many options in their offense. They have really shown a turnaround as far as the play running. The coach that joined their organization a couple years ago, I'm looking for his name right now. I got it somewhere in my files, but really turned their offensive playbook around, and it is just dynamic to watch them and see where they're going to go next. But I'm trying to look for his name. It's John Delaney. So he made a huge difference in the Amazon playbook. And just coordinates the offense. Looks like a different team and many of the same people. Okay, so the timeout has quietly died away, and we are in the third quarter, 11:25 to go. Rodriguez behind Bosa, two back to the I formation, two wideouts. And the Tribe is lined up in a 4-3, I believe. Rodriguez fakes the handoff to Moody, gives it to Moore. Moore goes right up the middle and gains at least 5, maybe 6 yards. So she split the 10, and it looks like it will be 2nd and 5. No flags on the play. Kyle gets up a little bit slowly, down on the bottom of the pile. In on the tackle, number 80, Kenesha Walker. Few Tribe members in on that tackle, but definitely Walker. Clock is running down to 10:45 and counting. Boston over the ball, Rodriguez in the quarterback position. And we have two I backs, one wide out on the right side, 4-3 for the Tribe. Rodriguez fakes the handoff up the middle, keeps the ball, and it looks like he's trying to find a place to get rid of it. Chased down from behind, tackle for a huge loss, and count that up for Larissa Grace, who chases and chases and finally grabs Rodriguez, knocks her down to the original line of scrimmage, well, 1 yard ahead of that. So we have 3rd and 9. And I tell you, every single time one of these teams grabs a little momentum, something happens, and it shifts the other direction. This has been a dynamic, tenacious battle here in Kansas City. Amazons break their huddle. The Tribe awaits them, lined up in a 4-3. Couple of wideouts, safeties in the back. Eyes in the back for the Amazons, Moody and Moore. Two wideouts each side. And the ball, oh, correction, we do not have Ashley Moody in the back. We have Amber Reed in the back. I'm sorry about that. Amber Reed with the carry. She gained 4 yards, and it is 4th and a good 5, possibly 6. So it's looking like Rodriguez will punt the ball. Rodriguez, an amazing athlete, seems to be one of those people who's good no matter what she tries to do. Very strong punter, but she is punting into a slight breeze. I wouldn't say it's as breezy as it was first half, but we'll see. She's probably averaging about 40 yards per punt. And got a flag on the play. I don't know if it's too many people, delay a game, or what's going on. But something against the Amazon, so that'll back them up even another 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, they're going to call that a legal substitution. We had 12 people on the field, and that's
never allowed. They won't let you have that extra person.
If you want a 12th man, it's got to come from your fans, so here we go again. And now they're running that same player in and taking off another member of the team. And we'll hopefully not see another flag. Rodriguez did punt from the 30-yard line. Snap is good, and the ball is in the air. 5, 10, 50, 20, 25, 30, 35. About a 45-yard punt picked up by Penrod, and Sowers is blocking. Penrod runs to the left. She's at the 40, at the 45 to 50, and brings the ball back on the other side of the 50. So that is about an 18-yard return for Penrod. And again, every time something happens, there's an answer. So the Kansas City Tribe nearly scores a touchdown. It's called back with a holding call, and then the interception switches the momentum over to the Amazons, and the Tribe have answered once again with some dynamic defense here, and Penrod takes a little more momentum shift and brings them past the 50-yard line with some really excellent field position. So Schmidt lined up behind. We've got two wideouts on each side. Amazons in the nickel, and we are ready for the snap. Center's over the ball. Schmidt awaits, gives the signal, and the ball is there. She hands off quickly to Penrod, tries to block. Penrod sneaks past one defender, but is hit quickly. Number 74, the Amazon, brings her down behind the line of scrimmage, and that is Lauren Davis. Now, we've not heard a lot from Lauren Davis this particular game, but she is a strong defender for the Amazon, and we've got something going on. I don't know if it's a time issue or what. But the clock is running. We're down to just about 7.5 here in the third quarter. A nice soft breeze. The lights are on. Still a little daylight. And I don't know how we're doing on the time. You will have a switch over to the Seattle game here at the 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. 7:01, I believe it'll switch over. And when that happens, I will be calling in so that somehow BJ's going to work a little magic. We just had an infraction called against the Kansas City Tribe, a legal motion or some kind of a problem with their lineup there. Ball's down again. Kansas City's at the ready. Rodriguez back as free safety. Five people watching the two wideouts for the Tribe. Schmidt's in the back by herself, six down linemen for protection, so we're looking for a pass play here, unless she keeps it. And plenty of protection, little time, and she intends to hit one of her people, but it is picked off. Turnover. I believe the ball was intended for Fisher, and number 25 for the Amazons, and I don't see a name for 35. Maybe I have no idea who was able to pick down that interception. So, again, Amazon answer. It's just keeps happening. Little momentum, snagged away. Little momentum, snagged away. Neither one of these teams is able to get enough traction to pull away and make another touchdown here. We've got a couple of scores on the board, but they happened early on in the first quarter, and since then it has just been a battle of wills back and forth. Rodriguez with two backs side by side, two wideouts, and the ball quickly goes to Ashley Moody, who breaks away, picks up a quick 10, 15, and she is down at the 25-yard line, but that was a 5-10, looking like a close to a 20-yard carry, if not a 20-yard carry, and the Amazons with this series start off right away with a first down. And Penrod with the tackle for the Tribe. That's Megan Penrod. One of the players I was fortunate enough to speak with a few weeks ago before they played the Chicago Force game in the 50s in the playoffs. Rodriguez winning the snap behind Bakta to bad snap, and it may be that Kansas City has picked up the ball. I cannot tell, but the snap ended up on the ground. And it's ruled dead now. I have no idea who has the ball.
looks like it's the Amazon. They've managed to keep a hold of it. Yeah. So that'll cost them a down, probably, but they're very lucky that they did not lose the ball. Second and 10. Spider was at it again. I don't know if you can hear that, but every once in a while the band just gets going, and I can't even think. But they're good. They're good. I'm not complaining. I love the band. Don't take me wrong on that. I just have ADD. Sidetracked. Okay, Rodriguez takes the snap, hands off to Lori Moore. Lori Moore tries to turn the corner, does a spin move, picks up 5 or 6 yards, and is out of bounds at the 20-yard line. So I tell you, Lori Moore has quick feet. She can put 4 or 5 moves in, and I'm still trying to figure out what she did first. So the Amazons in this series have been able to use their running game and have advanced quite handily against the Tribe. You've got to wonder if maybe the Tribe is getting a little tired. They do have some key players that play both sides of the game, both sides of the ball, the entire game, I should say. I mean, they get a few plays rest here and there, but fairly consistently out there. Rodriguez behind Baca, 2 wideouts, 4-3 for the Tribe, and a little shovel pass back to Moody. And the Tribe have answered. Moody knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. And I'm trying to see a number I have not got in my brain. Lane Anderson. Okay, yeah, Lane has had quite a game tonight, and that was a very solid tackle. And Moody will remember that. Moody's still slightly hobbling around when she's walking. And when she's playing, not so much, but when she's walking through the huddle, changing positions, there's a little something there. Strong. No, we've got 2 wideouts on the left, so Strong left, and then we've got an ace in the back. Moody's transitioning over to the power formation. Rodriguez in the shotgun. 2 wideouts, 4-3 for the Tribe. Rodriguez back to pass, looks to the right, and intended receiver Lori Moore, but she apparently was ready to run before she had the ball. And that was 4th down, so the Tribe has answered again. It just keeps happening. So the Tribe are 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line, and we'll see what happens in this series for the Tribe. These two teams are very, very well matched. One will do something, and you think the momentum has shifted, and then there's an answer from either team. So we've got double trips, 4 wideouts, Schmidt in the back with Penrod, 5 down linemen. The Amazons lined up with 4 down linemen, 3 linebackers, 2 safeties, and corners. And it definitely is a pass defense that they are running. Schmidt with a very quick release, intended for Keegan Stewart, but knocked down very quickly. Right off the bat by Kim Henry. Quick hands there by Henry. Because had that connection with Stewart been made, I think she probably could have turned and picked up another considerable amount of yardage. And it looks like it's getting fairly calm at this point. Might be able to turn and actually face the game. There we go. Nickel D for the Amazons. Schmidt gives the signal. Keegan Stewart goes in motion, and Schmidt fakes the handoff to Penrod, runs to the left. It looks like another option. She chooses to keep the ball. Stewart runs out wide, but Schmidt is tackled, and it looks like a gain of about 5 or 6. And very, very fond of their quarterback. A fairly robust tackle.
from the Amazons, and the fans are not happy about that. You cannot get mad. The quarterback keeps the ball, then the option is there's going to be a tackle. I believe Satterfield in on that tackle, possibly Stephanie Taylor. And the Tribe, two wideouts each side, two off the line, of course. Ball is snapped, and Schmidt ready for sale. Oh! She puts it in the air at the 40-yard line, and looks like Fisher was right there on the tip of her fingers, but not able to pull it down. Well inside, she did not have to worry about stepping out of bounds, but just not quite able to wrap her fingers around that. So it is fourth down, about five, and Annan comes in to punt. Let's see, no, Amanda Sweeten, I'm sorry, incorrect name there. And back to collect that for the Amazons is Lori Moore. Just up about 15 yards from her is Christina Rodriguez. And the ball is in the air, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, about a 37-yard punt. And Moore calls for a fair catch. Ready to pounce on her if need be was Jessica Grossi. And we will have another series from the Amazon with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. DJ, I'm facing the wind here, but I'm trying to shelter it. So if I'm getting a lot of feedback, will you just let me know so I can turn and face the other direction? I can just see so much better when I'm facing here. It's just so much easier to call the game. All right, so Amazon break the huddle. Box is over the ball. Rodriguez in at quarterback. Wide out on each side. Two running backs in the I formation. 4-3, I believe. Yeah, 4-3, 4-3. Lori Moore gets the handoff. She runs right up the middle, turns to the outside, and is finally stopped by a few of the Tribe. In on that tackle, Mindy White. Let me see. Mindy White, Angela Mabry, and I believe Kiara Burns in on that. But that was a gain of, a gain of about 7, so it's 2nd and 3. Once Lori Moore gets a couple of steps, it's very difficult to catch her. She'll throw in a spin move and just be off to the races. So box is over the ball. Again, Rodriguez in at quarterback. Two side-by-side backs and a couple of wideouts. 4-3 for the Tribe. Strong and free up close for the run. Ball quickly handed off to Moody. Moody gains another couple, but I don't believe they have the first down. We'll have to wait and see where they spot it. No, it will be 3rd and 1, and Moody, again, slow to get up. I don't know if she's got an issue with her finger, maybe a dislocation. Something's going on. I don't know. It looks like she's going to leave the field, but she's running off the field, so it's not the injury that keeps coming up. So the Tribe are in a huddle. And the announcer trying to get the fans into it a little bit more. The band's playing. I believe the Tribe are trying to get their 12th man going. 1:44 left in the third quarter. Game is tied 6 apiece. Box is over the ball, and Rodriguez has the snap. She fakes the handoff, rolls to the right side of the field. She turned the corner. Rodriguez is off to the races, and she has a considerable gain, 25-yard gain. However, chased down from behind is Angela Mabry, and Rodriguez is brought down at the 50-yard line, but that will be enough for a first down. And that is the first real true run we've seen Christina Rodriguez get going this evening. She's usually good for a couple three breakaways a game, and that's the first one she's really had so far, but it was well timed. This is as close as the Amazons have been to a touchdown since the first quarter. The Tribe's getting a little nervous. You can hear in the background the band is playing their little battle cry. Baca over the ball, 4-3 from the Tribe. Two backs in the backfield, two wideouts for the Amazons, and the snap is coming now. Rodriguez spins, hands off quickly to Lori Moore, who breaks through the middle and slice through. Oh, I am so sorry. That was not Moore. That was Amber Reed. Sorry about that. And that is. Do we have a flag on the play? I don't know what. I think there's a timeout on the field. So that was a 9-yard gain. It's second and about a yard. Very nice run by Amber Reed. We have 40 seconds left here in the third quarter, and it would really serve the Amazons well if they were able to make use of this excellent field position. This is the first time that they have been inside the 10-yard line since the first quarter, I believe. It looks as though the rain is at bay, so we should not be having any weather ramifications. We have one more quarter of play, and this is the best view the Amazons have had of the end zone for about two quarters. The tribe is talking it over. I'm sure their coach would love to do another one of his defensive miracles and stop them dead in their tracks. This is when the tribe somehow always manages to make that killer play that takes away 5, takes away 6, takes away 10, and the Amazons start out with the goal in sight and end up 20 yards away and have to look for something else to happen. So both teams are now at the line of scrimmage. We are looking for Bakta to take her position over the ball. That has not yet happened, but we are looking at a flag on the play. I think it's going to be delay of game or too many people. See. An illegal substitution. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people on the field. If it's not something that the tribe pulls out, the Amazons are shooting themselves in the foot. You've got to get that taken care of. You should not have two or three times in a game where someone extra is on the field. Now we have Amber Moffitt-White slowly walking off, so there must be some miscommunication. We have one single. Alexis Flynn is a wideout on the left side. And Estrada, I believe, gets the handoff, and that, let me verify that. Maybe Maria Rodriguez. Yeah, Rodriguez. Maria Rodriguez. Penrod, I believe, was the tribe player with the stop. And stop it was. Rodriguez got nowhere. So we'll be 3rd and 5 again. This time we have 2 wideouts. The same familiar 2-back formation, power formation. And time has elapsed in the third quarter, so we will switch into the field. And this will be advantageous to the Amazon. They were trying to string it along to get the win for this. This is a good time for them to have the win. Sorry. I'm in the doorway here. My phone connection will only work right here. In there, it doesn't work. I'm trying to explain it. Sorry. So we are switching fields. Teams are making their way to the opposite end. 15 minutes back on the clock, and this is the final quarter of the IWFL playoff game between the Kansas City Tribe, Los Angeles Amazons. It's a dynamic, well-played game on both sides of the ball by both teams. Excellent athletes showing very strong athleticism. Both teams with many athletes playing both sides of the ball and emphasis on the defense, as you can tell by the 6-6 score. We have a very air-minded offense from Kansas City Tribe with Jenny Schmidt, who leads the league in tackling. Several of her receivers
also lead the league with receptions and catches and yards. Amazons are slightly more a running team, but with Rodriguez, they can hit the air. Okay, Rodriguez takes the snap here, and the play is unfolding quickly. Ashley Moody runs up the middle, followed by Lori Moore with the ball, and she possibly made the first down. She's tackled by Mabry, and let me see, Mabry and Walker. So Angela Mabry and Tanisha Walker in on that tackle, but Amazon did get the first down, and it is first and goal, and this is the closest that Amazons have been to scoring a touchdown since the first quarter. So this ball is at the 6-inch. Three down linemen, a defensive end for the Tribe. Ball goes to Ashley Moody, runs right up the middle. Very close, but I don't think she was able to break the plane. She did put the ball out there, trying to make the touchdown. Slightly dangerous, could have been knocked loose, but she wants that touchdown. We have a Tribe player a little slow to get up. And I can't see the number of the player. Mike? I'll give you a name now. 8. He's Blackman.
Pickle by Rattle Pickle on the game ball. We're going to go after that.
I don't really know. I think probably.
My girlfriend's turned the camera.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd go up and ask them and see what. Go up the stairs. That's where the announcer is.
Okay, right.
I'm just doing this play-by-play.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, so sorry about that. I had a fan that won the raffle ask me a question. I don't know the answer to it, unfortunately. But I sent him elsewhere. And touchdown, Amazon. Sorry about that. Rodriguez takes the snap. Lori Moore runs up the middle, followed by Ashley Moody. And we have an Amazon touchdown. Bakta slow to peel up. Looks like she led the way there. And the Amazons have scored a second touchdown. And that was obviously an Amazon fan that made their way out here to Kansas City. So at 13:33, Amazons have taken the lead in this playoff game. And they are lining up for the extra point. Christina Rodriguez is the extra point plate holder, and kicking, I believe, is Brittany Reinbold. And she is in and back. Well, she started to run in, and now I think she's got to go back. And they have changed their mind, and they're going to run, try and get two here. Yes, we are lined up for a two-point conversion. Rodriguez behind Baca. Two backs in the I formation, no wide out. Oh, Amber Moffitt White there. And the ball goes to Lori White. She runs and makes the touchdown. No, not the touchdown. Converts to two. Oh. Now we will have 14 underneath the visitor heading on the scoreboard. So the Amazons pull ahead. The score is now 14-6. In favor of the Los Angeles Amazons. So you've got to think that the pressure is on, and when the pressure is on, key athletes will step forward, and I believe Kansas City will be looking to Jenny Schmidt. Jenny Schmidt has had a good game today. I wouldn't say she's had an excellent game today. She is an athlete and a very good one, but I wouldn't say she's had an excellent game so far. Now, this is when we're going to look to the person who has led the team so far. I was told in the interview that Jenny doesn't do much talking. Jenny leads by example, and I imagine in her heart she is ready to step out on the field and take some power and start making some conversions here. We'll see what happens. I believe the Tribe will answer. They've answered everything that's happened so far. Back to collect the kickoff is... Rusty Sowers on the left and Megan Penrod on the left and Rusty Sowers on the right. The ball is in the air. Reinbold kicks it. It hits the ground. Sowers collects it at about the 25. She straight arms
continues to run, and it's finally brought down close to the 50-yard line. And trying to give you some numbers.
Tackled by, yes.
Interact. What the, are you now in the fourth quarter? I'm just trying to get.
Yes, it's 13-24.
Okay, horn boy was kind of blowing, and we had a hard time hearing.
Oh, is it better now?
No, the horn guy, the horny guy in the back.
Oh, yeah. When they scored the touchdown, he went to town, I tell you. Yeah,
okay,
it's 13-24. We're in the fourth quarter, and it's 6-14. The Amazons are taking the lead.
Okay, thank you, Deb.
Yep. Okay, so Sowers collected that, ran it back approximately 20, 25 yards. Okay, let's see. I missed a part of that. Deegan Stewart somehow ended up with the ball. I don't know if it was a pass play or if it was a handoff. I lost my host cue spot there. And she pushed out of bounds. I believe Rodriguez was in on that. Okay, so the Tribe have their second first down of the series. I'm sorry, their first first down of the series. And they are now inside the Amazon territory. It's at the 40, they're at the 45. And shotgun, Schmidt gets the ball. She passes it to Penrod. Penrod does a little stutter step. Keeps going, but is finally brought down by a full host of Amazon. Satterfield was in on that. Thompson, Lori Moore was around. Amber Moffitt-White not too far away. Kansas City lined up in their traditional spread offense, two wideouts on each side, Penrod, near offset of Schmidt. Schmidt's in the shotgun, about 6 yards behind the ball, maybe five. Sowers, no. Stewart was in motion, and the ball intended for Sowers, and that would have been about a 32-yard completion, but Sowers was out of bounds before she was even close to the ball, so I'm going to have to try that again. And now it is third down and eight. So they give the run to Penrod, who collects, makes it to 2 yards, but now we've got to get the yardage. This is a tough situation for a quarterback, needing 8 yards. And I believe they're probably going to do a pass play here. You got trips on the right, two wideouts on the left, so five receivers on this play. This has got to be a play in the air unless she keeps it and goes for the run. And quickly, at the hash line, we've got Stewart receives the ball and avoids the tackle, and she's out of bounds. But a fairly flagrant tackle that you're hearing the fans there. And Stephanie Taylor, pretty flagrant tackle, and once she finally caught up with Sowers, she wanted her down, and I'm not sure where they're going to place the ball, but it's going to be fourth and a yard or two. Okay, now there we go. This is the kind of thing that turns a football game around. You've got to be powerful. You've got to have some to go get them, but we just had a personal foul by one of the Amazons, and that is a huge 15-yard penalty, and it now takes the Tribe into scoring position. Again, we've got three wideouts on the right side of the field, and we've got a single wideout on the left, Penrod over here, isolated on the left, Sowers, I can't see, probably, yeah, Sowers goes in motion, and the ball goes to Sowers. She quickly cuts into the middle. I think she probably should have run out, but she is quickly tackled by Satterfield. And let me see. Thompson is in on that, and maybe Amber Reed, I believe, is near there. So Sowers picks up four. I think if she would have rounded the corner, she might have gotten 8 or 9, maybe a first down, but you do what you do. You play how you play. Still picks up about half of the yards they need for the first down. Penrod in the back with Schmidt, two wideouts each side. Fake to Penrod,
and Schmidt has to scramble. She's pressured there and throws the ball out of bounds.
Tremendous pressure in the backfield from the Amazons, and you've got to give it up to Nicole Estrada, that lineman chasing Jenny Schmidt till she has to throw it out of bounds. That's going to be a crucial part of the game. Yeah, can you get in there? Sorry. So now we have third and five. Sowers, and I can't see. Sowers White. Sowers White, and I believe Keegan Stewart are over on the right. Penrod and Jessica Grossi on the left. Five wide outs. We got a little fresh in the backfield. Schmidt scrambles out of it, keeps the ball, and runs for the first down. I don't believe she was able to get that. We have a lot of pressure in the backfield. Kim Henry was all over Schmidt. Schmidt scrambled the first time, decides to keep the ball, puts it away, and it is fourth and three. So the Amazons are picking it up in the defense, and Schmidt is having to scramble. They've got five linemen protecting her, and Amazons are just all over the place. Okay, we got three wideouts on the right, single wideout on the left, and Penrod in the back, offset with Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball, quick pass,
right on the money to Keegan Stewart, and Stewart, thinking of the run, drops the ball, and Amazons take over on down. Now, there's still plenty of time, but you can just read it in the play of the Tribe. That score has made an impact. They are thinking, we've got to do this, we've got to do this. When you think that, you don't execute. When you think about what you're doing before you pop the ball, you drop it. When you turn before you have the ball.
Hey, Deb.
Happen. Yeah.
Is it a good time for you to take a break and go over to Cinch? Can you call the Cinch line, 646-200-00?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll end here. And, okay, let's do it on that one. You
okay,
you can call
that
if you want. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Okay, then. Okay, Deb Gentz is now going to go over to Cinch. At the moment, the score is 14-6 in favor of Los Angeles Amazons. As soon as that game is done, I'll pull it up and I'll upload it, the remaining of the game, and I'll put it towards this file. But at 7:01, we're going to switch over to the Seattle versus Chicago game. I'm sure we'll get some scores through Twitter. Follow twitter.com/IWFL for the remainder of the game. But Deb's going to be actually recording it now on Cinch. So I'm going to hang up so I have time to call Chris Mays, who's going to do the broadcast of the Seattle for Chicago game. Now, for those listening live right now, you can stay in the chat room. I have the chat room open, but I need to close this one out, and I need to call in probably around 7:01 for the new game of the Seattle Majestics versus Chicago Force. Again, I will put the uploaded version of the remainder of the Los Angeles Amazons versus the Kansas City Tribe up as soon as it's done. It has probably a remainder of less than 10 minutes to go of the game. The score is Los Angeles Amazons 14, Kansas City Tribe 6. So I'm going to hang up now, and again, follow the link, Seattle Majestics versus Chicago Force, to hear the next game. And for those that aren't by computer, you can call in at 347-826-7278, and I'll keep you muted for those that can't be by a computer. Okay? Thank you so much.